Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. This is Eric Ossis from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Marissa Kleiss from Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side. Guess what, Eric? We had our first caller.
Yay!
But they didn't want to stay on the line and talk with us. Yeah. I think it's because you're scary.
Oh, maybe it might be. David Summers, our esteemed producer here, said that Mary called in and had a question about whether it was beneficial for a first-time home buyer to go on to Fannie Mae's Home Path program. Have I got that right? Okay, David's nodding his head. Well, the answer is sure, absolutely. So what the Home Path program is, homepath.com. And it's a site which gives information, good just educational information for first-time home buyers. It also has a list of homes that are owned by Fannie Mae. So if a home was a conventional mortgage owned by Fannie Mae, went into foreclosure, then you may be able to purchase that home from Fannie Mae. Not necessarily at a discount, sometimes so, but usually not anymore. But yeah, it's a good source for information. The other source that I would strongly recommend for first-time home buyers in this area is to check out the Washington State Housing Finance Commission, WSHFC.org. They have a program called Home Advantage. And if you're a first-time buyer, and if you earn less than $97,000 a year, you can buy a home zero down. And what the Home Advantage program does is it combines either a conventional FHA or VA loan where you have, you know, maybe a little bit of a down payment with a second mortgage to cover that down payment and some closing costs. The interest rate on that second mortgage, what's your guess, Marissa?
Zero, perhaps?
You're right, 0.0. Oh. Percent. So there's actually no 0% interest, no monthly payments on that second mortgage. It's a really cool program. And both Reba and I, our regular partner who's vacationing down in Panama right now, Reba and I do teach first-time homebuyer classes, and we talk about that program. The program does require you take a five-hour class to get that 0% down loan. So
it's not that bad. I had to sit in the class. Reba and Eric are pretty entertaining. They should have one scheduled, next quarter?
Coming up, yeah. We've got a schedule. As soon as Reba's back in town, we'll do that. And thank you for that glowing endorsement. Come on, people. It's not that bad. So you could take that class and sign up. So on with our guests, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
What questions you got for these guys, Marissa?
I want to know how to save money on my electric bill. I think that's everybody wants to know,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
yeah.
Let's start by, what do you heat with now?
What
do you
heat? Electric.
Electric.
Baseboard.
Ooh,
ouch.
I'm oil.
I know.
Okay, so yeah. Baseboard's 100% efficient, which isn't bad, except that now with ductless heat pumps and other heat pump technologies, you can get into, and I don't want to get into the engineering side of it, but close to 300% efficient.
Really?
I thought 100 was good.
Yeah. Actually, it is compared to some things, but not in this case. Yeah, baseboard has been around for a long time in the Northwest. Energy was cheap, and a lot of builders put baseboard in, and now there's better alternatives. Ductless heat pumps came in on the scene in, maybe 2008, 2007. They had been used in Europe a lot, in Asia, and they were just wonderful. They've been proven there, and they just have done nothing but get better. And, so, of course, you get air conditioning, too, on top of that.
Well, So and when we got this beautiful weather out like now, so those heat pumps, you're gonna heat when it's cold and cool when it's warm.
You bet.
And and don't we have just about one of the perfect climates for a heat pump?
Yeah, we do. The sweet spot for heat pumps is in that 47-degree range as an average temperature.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah, compared to other parts of the country, heat pumps don't work very well in really cold weather.
Okay.
They work better in a little more temperate climate. Same thing on the other side. If it gets too hot, the cooling side can be a problem, and we don't have that problem on either side.
Right, right.
Well, people will say maybe there are a few weeks that we do.
Right, right, right. Just not too terribly bad. So I've seen maybe some pictures of the ductless systems. These are the ones that they're way up on the ceiling?
No, they usually go on a sidewall, but they're high on a sidewall.
Okay.
And usually on a perimeter. And their job is to push the air out directly out into a room. There can be issues with back bedrooms and things like that. But they ask to leave doors open, and there are ways of putting little fans and bypasses. Need to talk to a heating contractor about you need to look at each situation.
So is this something that could be – so if you're setting up a system like that, do you need one in every room then, I take it, or pretty close to it?
No. I would say get them for the main areas. So in other words, if you have a townhouse that would be multiple stories.
Sure.
A lot of the things that they're building in Seattle is townhouse.
Yeah,
three
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You may want one on each floor.
Okay.
And then they can work independent.
And then, Marissa, too. If you wanted, you could probably still keep those baseboards in some rooms maybe, or do some combination of those things.
I'm not super attached to those. They're not really good for furniture placement or much else. But I'm renting, so I think I don't have quite of an option. But going forward, maybe.
We have some great rebates.
Good replacement.
For the owner, some wonderful rebates.
All right. So what else is really cool on the residential front?
We have home energy assessments for our customers. Anyone that wants to, that's a gas or electric customer, they call us, and we'd love to come out and take a look at your home, assess the home, and determine what the best options are for the customers. And if you are a gas, or if you are a PSE electric and or gas customer, or not PSE electric customer, we will give you 20 LED light bulbs along with that too. So
no way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Pretty
that's
cool. Just for doing an assessment. Okay.
You bet. On natural gas, we're usually not the electric provider.
Okay.
If we are the electric provider, we will. If we're not, so it gets a little confusing on where we have electricity and where we have gas. In Seattle, for example, we're the gas provider, but not the electric provider on the east side.
No, I want my 20 free LED bulbs at this point. I'm sorry.
You'll have to call City Light.
Yeah, no, that's it. So Rem said it. I'm sticking with it. So and the LED thing is, they're fabulous right now.
They're wonderful. I remember looking at that product a few years ago and worried about, they're pretty expensive. I thought at the time, crazy expensive, but the prices were coming down, and I didn't know if we'd ever be able to have programs. Well, I knew at some point we'd be able to have programs, but I didn't realize the price would come down so quickly and the technology be embraced so as well as it is. Wonderful product.
Well, it's you're not getting they just look better. It seems like,
yep.
Compared to the CFL, the fluorescent bulbs and all of that. And
you bet.
And if they ever do wear out, don't they last, longer than, a Hostess Twinkie?
13.7 years, I think.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
And then I can throw it away? I don't have to worry about, making a special trip to the landfill or anything like that with those things, right?
Yeah, well, and that's like the average length, I think. It's 13.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's a crazy number.
So if you get those free 20 light bulbs, those would probably last you the rest of your life.
That's...
I hope long.
You're looking at me. Stop looking at me.
Assuming you have a couple lamps you're using them in.
Good heavens, I'm not that old. Oh, my gosh. Wow. So the CFLs. And now this, when you go out and do a home energy assessment, then is that the same thing as like an energy audit? Or is
yes.
This a,
it's
it
a,
is.
It's a, it's, I would just call it energy audit light.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. It's not the full, a lot of the folks that provide those energy audits can go further and you'd have to hire somebody to go to that
level. I'm thinking where you're actually pressurizing the house and looking for leaks and things like that. But
now most of these folks have a pretty good eye on what needs to be done without doing that.
Oh, sure.
And if
you
wanted to get that done, you certainly can, but there's a higher cost to have that done.
Okay, so what about me? I have a house built in 1928,
Me too.
I have radiators. I have oil-fired boiler. If you had an infrared camera and looked for like heat loss, you could probably see my home from space. So, really, what's the best way to start? You know, with something like that.
Low cost, no cost. Ceiling things as well as you can.
Yep.
Is probably where I would go. You need to wrap all your pipes.
Yep.
So the heat gets to where it's supposed to on your radiator.
Sure, sure. Because I love the type of heat they put out. It's just nice and warm, and it keeps me cozy when I'm writing the check to the oil company. So,
well, okay. If you like writing those, but I think there's better alternatives. I mean, we are the natural gas provider. If there's natural gas.
Okay, but I don't. Okay, so in my neighborhood, I don't have natural gas.
Oh, that's
so. Cool. Now, what are my choices?
Your choice.
I mean,
would be
electric. I got an 87% efficient boiler.
Yeah.
And or I go to an electric heat pump, right?
And that would be a little more complicated because you don't have duct work. So
right. Nope.
That's a complicated.
Okay.
Sounds like it's a good thing you're moving.
I stumped him.
You did.
I stumped him. So, okay, good. Well, no, that actually helps me because I and a lot of us, every it's like with loans, everything's a story problem. You know, everybody's got a different situation. It's always unique and trying to figure out what's the best way. But I love the fact that not only can I have a home energy assessment, you know, done by PSE, but you're not going to charge me for it, right? And you're going to give me 20 light bulbs, LED light bulbs as part of, well, maybe. It sounded like you had a whole bunch of, you got a little wishy-washy on that whole 23 light bulb thing.
As long as you're our electric customer, because the electric savings that we get on the light bulbs is how we pay for the audit.
Basically. Okay. So, perfect. Yeah. All right. Yeah. This guy is about as red as a sunset in Cancun right now.
What is
so
that all about?
Putting him on the spot here. No, that's awesome. So, and if somebody wants to take advantage of that, Ram, how do they do that? What's the best way? How do they go about that?
We have energy advisors available.
Okay.
Or you can go online, call, or you can use, Jessica, thank you. 1-800-562-1482.
800-562-1482.
Yeah, okay. I believe that's call PSE.
Okay, so just call that number. You say that Rem said to call, and you want your 20 free light bulbs. I think if I've got that right, yeah?
Yeah, perfect.
All right.
Well, thanks for that. We're going to be back with Jessica and Kyle giving us some more info on residential and green energy.
And Tyler, too. Stay tuned.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.